So Asemis has a Ha'ora. Chazal say in regards to the Parah Aduma that we have the Parah is the mother, Egel Azob is the child, that the Parah Aduma comes to remove the Tuma, the Tzaya, the dirt that the Benoah made. Got the Egel left Zuma and Klai Yisrael, the Tuma and Klai Yisrael, it brought back Misa. Klai Yisrael was not supposed to have Misa after the Matan Torah before Chet Egel. And whatever Chet Egel did and brought the Tuma back, Parah Aduma is able to remove Tuma's mace, and in some way it's able to correct and remove that Tuma which the Egel Azov created. So obviously, the fact that the Torah chose Parah and the Chet Parah was Egel indicates mother and child. But what's strange is, why would we look at the Egel Azov as the child of the Parah Aduma? How is the Egel Azov a result of Parah Aduma? If anything, we should say that the Egel Azov generated a need for this Tahara, which comes afterwards. So in a certain sense, Egel Azov is the generator, and the din of Tahara is what generated. So the Egel Azov, the Egel, would be more dominant to the source, the aim, and the Tahara, which is now needed and generated, would be the result, the Tolad, of the child. So what is it the Ritar referred to the Parah Aduma as the source, the mother? In what way is the Parah Aduma the source and the mother for the Egel Azov? So Svasemis says, fascinating thought. And we look at the concept of tshuva, the concept of tahara, which is connected with the idea of tuma, is now that there's something called, hey, the Rosh Hashanah generated a way to correct the called tshuva. We know the tshuva came before the Bria. But even that, we understand that since there's going to be faith, therefore the Rosh Hashanah made a solution. So Sema suggests it's the other way around, that if there be no positive benefit out of chait, it cannot exist. There's no such thing as a ra in this world which has no benefit out of it. If it does, it has zero benefit. It's not contributing positively in any way. It can't exist. What is the positive benefit of chait? Tshuva. The Rosh Hashanah creates a concept called tshuva. The process of tshuva is a process of the human being coming back closer to his creator. It means there are things that a person can accomplish through the process of tshuva, which create a greater kurva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater accomplishment than a person who's never done the chait. So it comes out that if that's the positive element of chait, that's what allows chait to exist. Without that, chait wouldn't exist. So tshuva is the source, it's the aim, and the chait, the child, is the chait is referred to as the child, because the chait can only be exist and only get its existence because it generates a world of tshuva. If you're misburdened into that, then think about it. Every chait that we do, the only reason why the Rosh Hashanah allows chait to exist is because it's a hechatimsa for the person to become aware of how far they moved away and come back closer to Hashem, connect back to their creator. The chait is the impetus for correction. Chait gives a person insight into themselves. Chait can create a process of tshuva me'ava, where the zdonos are nasim l'kiskuyos, that everything becomes a positive. So chait is a tremendous, the tremendous koyach of ra that we do can lead us to find where we're supposed to find our toiv and how we're supposed to generate our toiv, or how we're supposed to accomplish positive things. Every time we do a chait, we're releasing a window into the world of tshuva, which comes with it. Have a good Shabbos.